22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about your healthcare information. You know, the more automated everything gets, how much oversight is there protecting your personal healthcare information? We're going to get into that a little bit. Also, we're going to be talking about toxins, if you get toxins in the body, how it creates necrosis, which is cell death, and how you can avoid that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is in Matthew 5. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The righteous love the Lord and his righteousness, and his countenance does behold the upright. Hey, in this day and age, we need to see a little righteousness, don't we? We do, and I'll take it. Even if it's a little bit, I'll take it. And, you know, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, New York City's rolling out some new policies. This is Rockland County, New York. They're saying unvaccinated citizens are now going to be barred from all public places, including schools, sidewalks, malls, churches, and public transportation. You know, here's the thing. If vaccines really worked, what do the vaccinated people have to fear from the unvaccinated, you know? Here is a quote from the New York County official's office. This is effective at the stroke of midnight Wednesday. Anyone who is under 18 years of age, unvaccinated against the measles, is to be barred from public places until a declaration expires in 30 days or until they receive an MMR vaccination. They say they're not going to chase people down, but, you know, yet you could face 6 months in jail if you are found to be in violation of the new ordinance. Wow. All right. Last but not least in the quack report. How about this one? Antidepressants under the microscope with researchers at McMaster University in Canada, what they found in their study that was in the Journal of the American Medical Association is that antidepressants, instead of making patients feel better, they make them feel worse. Those who take the antidepressants are 33% more likely to die from the drugs than those who do not. There's a 14% more increased risk that you'll suffer also from cardiovascular disease, including a stroke or heart attack,
while taking the drug. According to Paul Andrews, associate professor at McMaster, he says we are very concerned by these results. It suggests that we shouldn't be taking antidepressant drugs without understanding precisely how they interact with your body. Well, SSRIs are your serotonin uptake inhibitor drugs. They said they disrupt the ideal level of your neurotransmitters as well as other vital processes in your brain. So that serotonin is really important for function of your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your liver. So can be potentially fatal to your organs is the point. So do your homework on all your meds before you take them. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so what are we going to see? Here we are. We're going to be talking about less oversight happening, it looks like, anyway, with your medical records. So we're going to be talking about that and all the technology. You think things are secure. Well, you know, a day really doesn't go by that the media doesn't cover some sort of story that's involving security issues, you know, whether it's banks, Wall Street, White House emails, Affordable Care Act medical data. You know, the list keeps going. So have you ever noticed that with more of this automation and computer programs to keep information safe, the more vulnerable it seems to be? There is really nothing completely hack-proof, and information robbers, they don't have to break into buildings now or to file cabinets or wall safes. Robbery today can happen over phone lines or cable lines hundreds or thousands of miles away. So information data has become a type of currency. Stolen data can be used multiple ways. It can identify vulnerabilities of the target. It can be used as leverage. It can expose activities and so forth. So the high-profile targets often offer higher payoffs when they do get information on the person. So working within the network we have with regard to our information, we have to be realistic that it really isn't that secure. So neglect, mistakes, and outright violations are often the problem with handling, let's say, your healthcare data. So the more information you put out there on yourself, the profile will build. Now, have you seen the U.S. Census lately? Have you seen that thing? It's really not about just electoral college voting purposes. If you want to check out the U.S. Census, the 2020 Census, it's circulating now. You can actually click the hot link that's in our newsletter that is sent out by email, and you can kind of scroll down to see what kind of questions people are having to look at and possibly answer. So we're going to look at the healthcare information and see how it's handled within the system. And there's supposed to be, you know, safeguards and this and that, but you know how it goes, best laid plans and all. So we're going to be looking at that. And but right now we're going to have to take a little break, but we'll be back with more.
Get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. 229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about your healthcare data. How it's handled, protected, or not. And right before the break, we were talking about U.S. Census. You know, this is real important. Remember some history. About 54 years ago, Ernesto Miranda was arrested, but he wasn't really told what his rights were. So the Miranda warning was created and included your right to remain silent. So you want to think about that the next time you are asked for information that is your property. All right, let's look at a little history about medical. The HIPAA laws now are, you know, they're in effect. They're supposed to protect private medical information. It is certainly more difficult to get information today, but not impossible. So HIPAA violations are usually taken pretty seriously, and some people have been actually caught and even prosecuted. So the majority of the civil suits that involve these types of violations were not usually willfully planned, but were either made by ignorance or neglect. So many healthcare employees have been kind of snared in the HIPAA maze of healthcare data laws, and more serious violations do involve audits. So violations do tend to include, you know, healthcare people texting health data, which they should never do, or posting health data on social media, which is a big no-no. Or how about mishandling the records or illegal access to the files? You shouldn't be looking at that file in the first place. And then there's the breach in the social setting context. In other words, files were left unattended or not secure. In other words, maybe somebody took them home to work on at night, and they should never do that. So in one instance in 2017, a surgeon went to jail over health data violations. This was a cardiac surgeon from China, but he was working in the United States. And he got fired from UCLA's School of Medicine. And after his dismissal, he illegally accessed the UCLA's medical records system to view the health records of his supervisors and coworkers, and also some celebrities. So the database that he accessed, he entered the system about 300 times before he got caught. And he was fined $2,000 and went to jail for 4 months. All right, other ways your data is vulnerable. Private medical practices across the country have also trying to hold tight to the HIPAA laws. Now, in one instance, a dermatology practice got into trouble when they lost the flash drive containing protected health information. They were fined $150,000, and the employees were required to go through training, and new policies were required to be activated. So data can be lost, stolen, or used unethically when it changes hands. This other case where there was a violation involving a collection agency that was hired to recover unpaid medical expenses, the psychotherapy medical practice sent copies of the actual medical bills to the collection agency, exposing patient privacy. So the staff was either untrained or willfully violated the procedure, and they They sent documents that listed the patient procedures and diagnostic codes. So the physician in charge of that practice, guess what? He lost his license. So the HIPAA laws require the removal of vital data on patient medical records before you submit them to collection agencies. So, and you know, where these fines come in, they're sort of all over the map as far as, you know, cost and charge. It makes no sense to me how the Chinese surgeon, you know, $2,000 fine, 4 months in jail, and then this guy loses his license to practice ever again. And, you know, it just amazes me how they come up with these violations. But let's look at the criminal charges, because there are some cases where the violations were more than just civil but became willful criminal intent. Now, for instance, there was a Texas hospital employee that disclosed private patient information willfully by removing the medical records and taking them across state lines for personal gain. So the case really didn't disclose the details of how he would be compensated, but he was convicted and he served 18 months in jail. And then, you know, your information could be taken for personal reasons. The courts are wrestling with many cases in which the clinic or hospital employees have shared your health information with people outside the healthcare setting for, let's say, personal reasons. So the employee could be to blame. The courts have, you know, been resisting finding the employer liable. So as HIPAA laws become more entrenched in healthcare, the employers that don't maintain proper employee training, then they could become liable. So here is a case of a pharmacist, because you have to wonder, you know, what happens to your medical data that, you know, gets electronically sent over to, say, your pharmacy? You know, I mean, who gets to see all that other than the pharmacist? Well, there's a lot of techs behind the counter that can be seeing that as well. So this case in the Texas pharmacist, 2014 Walgreens pharmacist, he violated HIPAA laws because he was sharing medical information about a customer. So the case set kind of an example that a company could be held liable for HIPAA violations by the actions of an employee. So you see this shift. Now it might just be the, you know, careless employee, maybe also the employer to blame. Now, because violations are everywhere. Everywhere. In 2016, an orthodontic clinic violated the law when they had a technician convert their patient x-rays to digital form. They didn't take the proper steps to secure the patient information with the technician, and they were fined, you ready? $750,000. Now, I don't know if that clinic overcame that. I don't know if they came back from that. But a staff member also at a clinic was discussing HIV testing with a patient in the waiting room where others could overhear, and this was a violation of what is called protected health information. This kind of information can also be maybe presented on computer screens, allowing others to see, and that's also a violation. So now they have to, you know, put guards on the screens. So medical staff can also violate the laws when they're calling patients with test results and dialing the wrong number and leaving information on voicemail. This kind of breach also happens when records are faxed to the wrong number. So human mistakes do happen. However, small clinics usually don't have the budget to put into place computer safeguards to prevent files to be viewed by other employees, having no need to view the file, or even other customers or patients. So an employee, let's say with Washington State Medical Center, was accessing 600 patient files in order to collect demographic information and social security numbers, obviously, to sell that information. So, you know, it's out there. It is definitely out there. Now, what about your drug reps? Okay. Can't leave them out. How about the drug reps that, you know, frequently visit your healthcare offices and facilities, and they have access to files? And in one instance, a Werner Chirlicott activist drug rep was dropping drug brochures into patient charts as a sales tactic to the physicians. But what he was doing was a direct violation. He shouldn't have been handling those files at all. So, but he was also doing it to files belonging to Medicare patients, which made it a federal offense. So he got a stiff fine and a stiff talking to, and he's lucky he kept his job. Now, what about the high-profile cases, especially out in California? In 2008, how about this? Doctors and employees at UCLA Medical Center could not resist peeking into Britney Spears' psychiatric records. Remember, she was court-ordered to go through a psychiatric thing. You know, she shaved her head and all that stuff. Anyway, these nosy employees, including non-medical staff, couldn't resist. They had a look. So with the HIPAA laws, there's this concept called principle of least privilege, which means if you don't have a legitimate medical reason to view that file, you should not. So 6 doctors and 13 employees were fired. I don't know if they talked to the tabloids or not. You know, they could have, but it's just an example of, you know, the curiosity killed the cat kind of thing. I apologize to cat lovers out there. It's just a figure of speech. All right. So what about downright theft? That happens too, because that's another way your health information gets released into the world. And it's when the information is stored, let's say, on a laptop, probably, you know, to make the virtual visits more accessible for the medical staff to use. But then it gets stolen, right? This incident happened to a cardiac specialist when his laptop was stolen out of his car. Are you ready for his fine? $2.5 million. Really? I don't have any rhyme or reason for fines at all. They're just, you know, willy-nilly. Okay, so then you've got the social media issue, because I'm not posting my medical information out there on social media. Well, you may not be, but it doesn't mean healthcare professionals won't chat it up on social media about you. In 2017, a 24-year-old medical tech was chatting it up on social media, stated that a car accident patient died for not wearing the seatbelt. Well, that may not seem to invade anyone's privacy, but it violates that protected health information part of the law, and the tech was fired. So, you know, big mouths, loose lips sink ships. And when it comes to healthcare information, big time. It's on steroids. You got to be really careful. It's like walking on eggshells. But we got to take another little break, and we'll be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and we're talking about your medical data. You ever think about the media itself being a violator of HIPAA? Well, the next time you see a news crew inside the hospital, this should be a red flag. Hospitals are violating HIPAA laws, giving them, when the hospitals give the media unfettered access, and they're filming patients without their consent. So hospitals have been fined millions for this type of violation. Also, scheduling appointments. The technology today has made things more convenient, but also more vulnerable. In 2016, five physicians at a cardiology group, along with their entire staff, were using internet-accessible calendars that anyone can view on the internet. So yes, the cloud of the internet is a problem. Even with its efficiency, it offers no privacy. And so the HIPAA laws are kind of like a minefield for your healthcare professionals. It's really no wonder the healthcare professionals are leaving the field because of all the problems it now offers just in managing patient data. So HIPAA violations, just one, can sink an entire practice and end a career. So a thing as little as transposing a phone number could spell doom. And it's no wonder treatment costs went up. You have to have a separate staff to study the laws, implement a policy, and then be the healthcare office sheriff. Seriously. So it is a constant battle that they have to work on and work around, because the motivations to cheat and create a loss of privacy are huge. You know, there's things like greed, personal gain, nosy behavior, neglect, lack of training, and also mistakes. Here is a quote from Decada Health, Inc. They say HIPAA legislation is ever evolving and may seem complicated and tedious. It is imperative that everyone comply. Accessing the big data, because you have to wonder who else may be accessing the medical data outside of healthcare, you know, because businesses can stand to gain knowing that, as much as they can about their clients, that's a good place to start. So I can think of a few industries that might benefit trying to get your health data. How about health insurance companies or car insurance, employers, let's say Fortune 500s. Sperm banks, dating sites, blood banks, organ donor organizations, political reasons, and also the black market. So how secure is the data? Well, for every one person that's gotten caught with the HIPAA violations, they estimate there's at least five more that are not detected. So it is such a problem that the authorities expect this area to grow and to have become more intense, more laws, more regulations. Oh, yay. It's important you care for your health, because the more you care for your own health, the less involved you have to be with the massive healthcare system. I tend to save modern medicine for trauma care. The rest I utilize organic foods, spices, and medicinal herbs for. So these foods have this special chemistry made specifically for your body. So it works quickly and gently. So the risk of overdose and side effects is zero, as stated by insurance underwriters. So what you put into your body influences your DNA for good or bad within 6 days. That tells you that you have extreme power over your health using foods. So with the right herbs, you can actually remove toxins and heavy metals and infection and blockages and a whole lot more. You have that power, and it's time you exercise it. So call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Their website is thepowerherbs.com. You can check out their organ cleanses, their immune boosters, and their metabolic strengthener formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And they have a free catalog, and you can just request one free of charge be mailed to you. So there you go. You have power. You have tools. And you have product, you know, product support with that outfit. All right. So we're going to be talking about toxins that tend to create necrosis. Necrosis is when tissue dies, becomes toxic to the body. Necrosis really is a word taken from the Greek word meaning death. So toxins create death on a cellular level. And some people like to refer to this cell death as cell injury. However, the description does not support the destruction which is really happening. We must understand that toxins present the opportunity for cells to die prematurely and without replacement. So the human body is this complex system. According to science, it has more than 200 different cell types and tissues. So this means the body has thousands of biochemicals that are supporting these functions. So while some cells and tissues have the capability to repair, others are limited or have no capacity to regenerate, such as your nervous system cells typically don't. So the body has an uncanny ability to compensate in order to survive. So we're going to take a look at what you might want to expect when you are overloaded with toxins and how you may be able to reverse or prevent cell death from happening. Let's look at some biofundamentals. The major causes for cell damage or cell death or necrosis are going to be infection, either natural or an infection that's artificial, like from a vaccine, toxicity, oxygen deficiency, radiation or heat, as well as lack of circulation, some sort of blockage, immune system failure or suppression, as well as trauma and death. So these are the main things that can really cause your cells to die. So when cells become damaged and they begin to die, they tend to swell. So a lot of times that's when you see people with different forms of cancer, they look swollen. Yeah. So the cell turns into this toxic debris, and then it invades a surrounding tissue, the surrounding tissues. This is what is referred to as a breakdown in intracellular environment. So acids are released during this process, and FAA fatty acids and enzyme substances called cyclooxygenase with the neighboring tissues, you see more toxic effect. So it's a combination of things. So this instigates a lot of inflammation, and an example would be inflammation from, let's say, rheumatoid arthritis, okay? So the immune system sends cells to migrate to the area to try to protect against the microorganisms that are breaking down the cells, and in some instances, this can create even more inflammation, and it could lead to a lot of tissue damage. And this is why so many cases of the doctors tend to prescribe a lot of steroids and other anti-inflammatory drugs to kind of keep that tamped down. But let's look at programmed cell death, because there's a natural cell death pre-programmed into your DNA, and it's kind of a defense mechanism. It's called apoptosis, and cells have a job to do, and then when it's completed, those cells die off, but they are replaced by healthy new ones. And this is a normal process that does not really give rise to a lot of inflammation response or any toxicity. So in a case like, let's say, cancer, if a cell becomes corrupted, the cell attempts to initiate cell death. It wants to, you know, commit suicide to protect the body. So the cell will die to avoid the disease from spreading. So if there is a defect, though, in the cell preventing it to kill itself, then the cancer is allowed to grow in the cell. So what could cause that defect? Well, there are lots of things that could cause the cell malfunction, like viruses, cellular stress, DNA damage or mutation. And there are many things that can cause the defective damage, such as, you know, exposure to a lot of chemical toxins, radiation, toxic drugs, vaccinations. So when a cell becomes damaged, it inactivates that cell's ability to die off, and then allows the disease like cancer to create a neoplasm or replicate within the cell's mutated DNA, sort of like the cell becomes a host. Almost like, you know, I look at it as one of those little, you know, lobsters that finds a seashell, and that becomes its house, crawls on in there, and it's the defense. Yeah. But, well, let's look at some more cellular toxicity so you can get the better picture. We all need to acknowledge and be aware that, you know, everyday life does expose us to a lot of toxins, and those can be accumulative and build up. So the human body has functions to detoxify itself. Then there are situations that can produce overwhelming toxicity in the system, and unnatural cell death is going to be the result. So unnatural cell death itself will produce more toxins on its own, which then causes more inflammation to the surrounding tissues, kind of a cycle. So when inflammation is going to be significant, it can actually block some of the body's ability to locate the dead tissues and then remove them, eradicate them as a waste product known as a phagocytosis process. So it is this situation, it often ushers in, you know, people go for surgery to remove the dead tissue because, you know, the body's not able to remove it now. And too much dead localized tissue can be gangrenous, so they have to go and remove it manually. All right, so there are a lot of toxins that can cause the cells to change or mutate and break down your healthy DNA. There's a couple of types of cell death where you have the programmed cell death and the necrosis, and that happens, science says, several different ways, like the nucleus of the cell will fade from the DNA and degrade, so it kind of just shrinks and shrinks away, or the nucleus will shrink and then condense. And then not function, or then the shrinking nucleus will fragment and then disperse. So there's a couple of ways that can happen within your DNA. So how do you reverse all this cell damage? Well, in our cells, if they become injured by toxins, it doesn't mean that there's no hope. However, there is this point of no return when you got a lot of substances in the body and you've put off trying to detox yourself, and you do get to that point of no return when the regeneration is sluggish or not going to happen. So cell damage in many instances can be reversed. However, one thing is that's going to occur to repair the damage is you have to initiate a few steps. We have to first remove the source of cellular stress, you know, try to isolate and recognize what caused the damage in the first place. Maybe your job, your occupation exposes you to a lot of hazardous chemicals. Well, it's time to get a new job kind of thing. That's just an example. So you got to identify what the cause of the problem initiation was. So remove that, and that removes a lot of cellular stress and toxins exposure that you're under. Or it could be, you know, maybe it was diet related, or maybe you were smoking, or maybe your job is very stressful, or maybe you are abusing alcohol or some sort of recreational drug. So these things are creating toxins in the body, and the cells are not faring very well. Now, in some cases, cell damage can remain as a permanent injury to the cells. And then they try to function, but at a diminished capacity, okay? So an example is kidney failure or congestive heart failure. Your heart is still trying to pump. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm sorry, Frank, I'm long. Frank is going to run the music now. We will be right back.
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here in Herb Talk, and got to get to get and make up ground since I was long in the last segment. So, you know, you can have cells that are damaged, and they still work in a diminished capacity, like, you know, during congestive heart failure, for instance, your heart's still beating, but just not as efficient. So the two major damaging factors which negatively affect your cells involve swelling and fatty change. So let's look at the swelling. With regards to the swelling response from cells, it is usually due to a lack of oxygen in your arterial blood, causing what is called cellular hypoxia. So a lack of oxygen in the cells will damage the cell membrane and the pump, and this changes the electrolyte balance inside the cell, and then causes this influx of fluids producing all the swelling. So this condition of cell swelling is reversible by eliminating the cause. An example would be gout. A lot of people get gout around holidays because of what they're eating. They're eating a lot of rich foods. They're not eating the typical foods they normally do in everyday life. So a lot of times it's the acids in a lot of meats that they're overdoing during the holiday season. So and alcohol as well. Now let's go to the fatty changes. The second thing that can damage our cells is a lot of fatty changes, and this is more serious. A more serious cell injury. When this occurs, the cell is damaged and then cannot metabolize fat. The fat accumulates and is dispersed inside the cell's cytoplasm. So what happens is that the fat will invade the nucleus and the space inside your cell where the mitochondria is housed, and then will hinder the cell's metabolism and functioning. So an example is a fatty liver, showing the liver's processes are hindered and it can't regenerate its liver cells as quickly or at all. So if we had like zero toxins, hey, the body system is designed to replace all the liver cells within 30 days. So that's what Adam and Eve experienced. They didn't have any toxins. They didn't have those problems. So they had a new liver every 30 days. Now, most of the internal medicine diseases today are preventable, which, you know, are really instigated by too much toxicity in the system, whether caused by food, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, toxic chemicals, whatever. So cleansing the system is imperative. It's more imperative today than ever before. I mean, the ancients used to do cleansing, but we need to do it. You can do it as often as every 3 months. Most people fit it in twice a year. But it's really important to, you know, sidestep a lot of serious internal medicine disorders. So when you're cleansing, you want to use your organic medicinal herbs. You're going to remove a lot of cellular stress on your cells, and you're going to also remove the likelihood the cells will swell or become fatty. You'll also reduce the likelihood the cells will die prematurely or mutate, which would invite diseases like cancer. Okay. So simply put, you have the power to sidestep a lot of these major illnesses out there, just by utilizing the medicinal herbs God said are here for the healing of the nations and for the service of man, and God can't lie. So, the company that I know specializes in organ cleansing and immune boosting is Apothecary Herbs. They've been doing it for almost 20 years. So you can check them out. You can look at their system cleanses, and they show you how to do them step by step. And it's important to do them correctly for your success and safety. So total body cleanse is not recommended. You don't want to cleanse the body that way. There's a whole way that the body tends to detoxify itself, and it's important you work with that process, not against it. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs are kind of experts at that, and you can call for their free product catalog. And what I like about their catalog is they have a table of contents, so you can just flip to what section. But under your cleanse section, they have your cleanses listed in the order in which you do them. All right, so there's really no mistake there. You start with cleanse number one, which would be your bowel cleanse, and you can work all the way up to the blood system, which is always the last cleanse you do. So it's vital to learn the important details on using your tools. And then, of course, they have product support if you have questions or concerns, which is also very important. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada. I just heard today that the Canada toll-free was offline or something, but it's supposed to work. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you can't get through, if you're in Canada and you can't get through on that number, call their international line number. It's 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. And you can get through that way. Had a couple people I heard today got through that way. So, sorry about that phone line not working. It's supposed to. You know how it goes, technology. Bane of our existence in a lot of ways. Get a free catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you're on their website, it'd be a great idea to sign up for their free online news that you will be, they'll be delivered by email, not snail mail. So you'll get health secrets and things like that every week in their newsletters. So you can sign up there. It's under the books and newsletters tab. So check that out. And, for instance, I think this week's newsletter, you'd get the hot link to find out what's going to be in the census and, what information that they're wanting from you and that kind of thing. And what else? I haven't mentioned this before. I just think it's, you know, kind of comprehensive and it's up there, but so many people miss it. Under each of their product tabs, in the top left corner is a green button called Herb Coupons. Utilize that. Click on that and save some money on your orders. A lot of people just skip over that, and they shouldn't. It's a good idea to save some money. All right, we got a few minutes, and I'm gonna encourage you some more. I want you, there's some real statistics out there. A lot of people, I look at it as people waking up and looking around and asking the right questions and trying to find answers to them. Because it's more apparent people are addressing their health problems on their own, shying away from the drug surgery type of treatment. They're looking for more natural treatments, that don't have all the side effects and risks involved. People are starting to research their drugs. That's great. You should know what's going on. People are looking for a different way to stay healthy or to get healthy. And 77%, let's say, of stroke patients, 74% of high blood pressure and heart failure patients, and 69% of heart attack patients are starting to reject the American Medical Association recommendations, and they're trying non-conventional therapies. Well, a lot of those cardio drugs will take away your hearing or worse. I had Shane Ellison on this show. He's a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies. He says the cardio drugs over a period of, let's say, 10 years cause weakness in the cardio so significant it gives you congestive heart failure. So they're not strengthening the cardio. They're not addressing the cause of your cardio problems. They're just lessening your symptoms. They're managing your disease until it becomes worse, more acute. And then, of course, you need more treatment. And don't wait to get to that type of weakness. It will just paralyze you from a comeback, really. You need to strengthen the cardio. We all need to have metabolic strengtheners going on. And I love the folks at Apothecurbs because that's what they've added, some metabolic strengtheners to their product line, which, you know, people just fall lock to. Now, you also got the complementary alternative medicine, the CAM doctors, which is a little bit of allopathic medicine and a little bit of natural therapies. A lot of people like them. One of the most popular therapies that's gotten a lot of attention is prayer, though. Prayer. Here is some stats on this. 43% of the population prays to be healed. Prayer is considered a supernatural therapy, according to the National Center for Complementary Alternative Medicine Physicians. They say we pray before we take steps to change our diet or to see a chiropractor or to use herbal supplements. People are beginning to understand the scriptures and the promises they hold for you. So this is great news. I'm really encouraged by that. People are taking a step back or asking questions. They're getting the big picture and then making decisions for themselves. It's such a personal decision to make. Your health care, it's up to you. What do you want to do? I don't force anybody to do anything. I present information, some options, and they decide. You take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So true within healthcare. So, just keep doing your due diligence out there. You know, keep reading, researching, asking questions. A lot of times, if you don't know what to ask the doctor, say, hey, doc, if you were in my shoes, would you be doing this? Man, you'd be surprised how many times I've heard doctors say, no, I wouldn't. You know, they're going to be honest with you. So, you know. Always a good fallback question if you don't know what to ask. Ask the doctor that. I tell people, you know, if time isn't of the essence, you know, take the time to research all your options and see where you're at. Pray. Ask the Lord to guide you. He will. He'll hear your prayer from heaven, and he'll help you. He'll take you by the hand and help you in Isaiah 41. Because he's the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. That's what he does. He helps you. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.